Hachette Audio presents The Grifters Club, Trump, Mar-a-Lago, and the Selling of the Presidency by Sarah Blasky, Nicholas Nehamas, Caitlin Ostroff, and Jay Weaver. Read by P.J. Oakland. Prologue. Intruder at the White House. It was a warm afternoon in late March as an intruder stepped onto the grounds of the White House. But it wasn't the secure compound in Washington, D.C. Rather, it was the Winter White House, Mar-a-Lago, the gilded palace on the fabulously wealthy South Florida island of Palm Beach that President Donald Trump now calls home. In its maze of rooms and walls decorated with Genovese Doria stone, colorful Spanish tiles, ornate Venetian tapestries, and marble from Cuba, the unexpected leader of the free world holds court with an odd assortment of billionaires and crooks, conspiracy theorists, and political fixers. On March 30, 2019, the intruder came walking down the beach. He stepped onto one of the club's two pool decks, located in front of the luxurious beach penthouse, where the president's senior advisor Ivanka Trump and her family stay when they are in town. It was under this same pool's white and banana-yellow striped umbrellas, within full earshot of other guests, that the first daughter once jealously demanded that her young children tell her they loved her more than the nanny who raised them. The midday sun was baking the skin of millionaires at Mar-a-Lago's beach club when the man arrived. Socialites peeked out from under the brims of their floppy sun hats as they sipped coconut water through lips plumped with hyaluronic acid fillers. Few could look more out of place in the waspy beachfront enclave of Palm Beach than the man, who was large enough to prompt double takes from most passers-by and had a tribal tattoo stamped across one side of his face. He was impossible to miss as he walked onto a property guarded by Secret Service agents and local law enforcement officers typically stationed near the pool. The agents and officers formed part of the outer ring of security protecting the estate of the president, who at that moment was out golfing at his club in West Palm Beach, 4 miles away. The man could have walked in with a gun or explosive device. He was, after all, long known to be physically dangerous and had a long rap sheet, including multiple arrests for violent crimes. However, no one stopped him. He never went through a metal detector. He entered the president's estate through the back door without...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?